This week is Parshat Balak, and we see that Balak is told clearly by Hashem, this nation is blessed. There's nothing wrong with them. Their tents are great. They're wonderful people. Bilam says, I wish I would die like them. So then why is he so intent on cursing us? How could it be that he and Balak repeatedly hear from Hashem, this nation is great, yet what do they want to do? They want to curse. Here we see that the hatred can drive a person. Our sages say, from Bilam we learn, when a person hates, so then it could put everything out of whack. And that might give us an insight into understanding what's happening today. There are so many threats to the world. There are so many dangers you'd think the UN would be busy with. So many people suffering all over the world, yet the UN is busy with resolutions to figure out if in Operation Cast Lead, the state of Israel did something that violated human rights. ISIS is murdering right and left. You have in the north in Saudi Arabia murders right and left. In Egypt, you have mass trials. None of that concerns anyone. In Africa, you have murders on a daily basis. None of that concerns anyone. What's important is whether the state of Israel acted within the Geneva Conventions, within the laws of the UN, when they were defending themselves. So you look at that and you say, what's wrong with them? What's going on here? And I think that the parasha gives us a tremendous insight. It's not about logic. When there's hatred, then logic doesn't play a role. If there were any logic here, then you'd say, wait, there are so many more pressing issues. How do we even make it to the list of the UN? No, but that's not the point. That's really not the point. And you see that in our parasha. The prophet hears from Hashem. They're great people, but let me curse them anyways. Let me find something wrong with them that I could curse them. So Bilam and Balak both take different angles. Every time they're looking for a place they can find something wrong in Israel that they could curse, and their curse will take hold. And perhaps that's part of what the parasha teaches us. Shabbat Shalom.